joining us this morning, Jim McKay. He is VP of Sales for the Western Region of Great Floors. He works out of the Seattle area. And how you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you.
It's sort of keeping you busy there in Seattle, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a lot of balls in the air, moving a lot of different directions.
Well, and everybody in the country is watching you every day and half the night, I guess. Now, I should say that Great Floors has a total of 22 stores in the Pacific Western region. I guess all these stores in the Pacific Western region. You have 5 stores in the Seattle area. And yeah, let me also say at this point that we're recording this conversation on Friday, June the 26th. What's the state of those locations primarily in the Seattle area? Have you been affected a good deal by not only COVID-19, but by the demonstrations and riots that have taken place in the city?
Sure. We've had challenges since the middle of March with COVID, and we've remained open because we're considered an essential business in the state of Washington because we're involved in medical, schools, property management. And so we've been able to stay open. We ran the stores for quite some time with skeleton crews on the retail side, but over the last month have ramped up. Single family businesses opened back up. We do a lot of that. Our commercial business remained strong, but was somewhat limited to projects in place and operating. But we're back to pretty much full speed in that area. And then customers have been trying to come into stores, so we have ramped up our retail as well over the last 3 weeks.
So then you've been doing reasonably well throughout this COVID situation.
We've done reasonably well. We certainly, you know, had to scale back our overhead. You know, we have large stores with warehouse staff and installation responsibilities. So we scaled quite a ways back in mid-March and are probably, I would say, conservatively back to, as far as where we scaled back, probably have retained 50% of that group back again.
I see. How about other floor covering retailers around the Seattle area and in the state of Washington? Have they been pretty much the same as you, allowed to open and do business?
If they're pure retail, a lot of them closed. But if they were involved in what would be considered essential business, many were able to stay open. You know, we were one of the facilities that we've built some of those temporary COVID hospitals. We built one in Safeco Field, which is right across the street from our Seattle store. And then we've built 2 more in that interim. So we've been pretty active in that commercially.
I see. Now, how close is your downtown store to the situation, the area that's been taken over by some of the demonstrators and rioters? Well, is that anywhere close to you guys?
Yeah, that has been the added challenge. You know, we're easily a mile from where all the demonstrations originally started. And then currently, you know, they've set up this several block camp up on what's called Capitol Hill, which is only a mile from our metropolitan store.
Okay. So the situation there, obviously that hasn't been a great place to do business, I don't suppose.
Well, you really can't get into the area. You know, we have customers that live up in that area that would like to have installations completed or would like to have somebody come to the home, and it's not accessible. And it's been that way for probably 3 weeks now.
Are there a lot of other floor covering retailers that are affected by this occupied area?
I would suppose there would be, right? Like we have Home Depot just about a mile south of us. I'm sure that whatever service they use, they cannot access that area. actually, the police can't even go into that area.
Well, it doesn't sound like the police, or at least the administration of the city, are anxious to have police go in anyway, are they?
No, the East Precinct is right in the middle of that camp, and that's been closed down now for easily 3 weeks. And I know the mayor and the governor are saying we need to get that back opened up, but the people that are there are saying that they're not ready to leave yet. And so
now the state of the buildings may be closer than you are. I see a lot on TV. I see a lot of the retail stores boarded up. Has that been a situation quite common in the city?
Since this started, correct.
Is your facility in that state?
Yeah, we're just a mile from downtown. Now, we never boarded up. Chinatown is three blocks away from our Metropolitan store, and they had a lot of challenges there, but we've been lucky and have not had any down our way.
I see. What's the take generally of the business community of all this that's going on in Seattle? I don't think probably it's good for business, and I don't expect they're very happy with it.
No. It's a difficult situation to talk about. There has been a class action suit against the city up on Capitol Hill where this camp is by all the small businesses that are up there.
Yeah, they've got to be up in arms and, pretty upset, I suspect. I mean, they're not doing any business whatsoever, are they?
Yeah, I would guess that they were at a point just due to being shut down by COVID itself, that they were on a very short shoestring. So this is just further compounded that issue.
What's your take on how this is going to work out?
Well, I have a feeling that it should be resolved. You know, people are talking. It should be resolved within the next week or so.
Because it's been, what, two, three weeks now that this thing,
3 weeks,
since the riots took place?
Right.
Now,
and, I don't know if the reality is there going to have to come in and just take those people out of there, but I don't think many of the options are very good.
Well, I guess that was the situation from the very beginning, and I guess the longer you wait, the worse it gets.
That's correct. We even had, Bellevue, Washington is a very nice community, very crime-free, and only it's just a bridge away, and this is the first year ever that we had these types of things happened in downtown Bellevue. But luckily it was only for a couple nights, and now everything, they actually broke into Bellevue Square, but they had security there, and there was very little damage.
You know, a thing puzzling to a lot of people on the outside, including myself, that watches stuff on TV, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan seems to have been somewhat of a supporter of this whole thing. I think she said at the beginning that she expected this would be like a street carnival, and I think she also said she's looking forward to a summer of love. And I don't think she's old enough to be, to be around back in the 70s. But I suspect the business community is not altogether pleased with that.
I would agree.
So are we going to see them with torches running down the street, shaking their fist at her? Or what's her future like?
I think the business community is in a tough spot in our market. The Seattle City Council is very much feels that the businesses need to be taxed more, and they're very vocal. The actual city council, a couple people within the council, have asked that the mayor be removed because they felt that the police initially were or too aggressive. So there's a lot of different things going on in both directions. And I don't have a good, we're just flooring guys. We don't have good solutions for these things.
I see. I read in the paper that the city council had agreed to reduce the police budget by some 5%. I think that's accurate. Is that the case?
It was a big number, right?
But that would, I mean, it would seem like part of the business community and part of their willingness to pay taxes is to have some protection if something happens. That seems to have gone up in smoke.
I would argue, I would agree with you that the business community would prefer to have police availability and you know, an open communication with the police. I don't feel that the business community has had challenges with the police historically. So we think they're very important.
Yeah, I would think.
You know, with COVID, you have certainly budget shortfalls everywhere. I don't know that taking the money from the police is the right answer.
Well, it seems to me, just as a citizen of the United States, that cities all over the United States were awfully anxious to fall in line with defunding police. And it seemed like that was kind of a knee-jerk reaction to one event that happened in one city in the United States.
Correct. Well, it actually started really in Minneapolis, correct?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean, it seems to me, that every police force is overly aggressive and is consuming too much budget of whatever city we're talking about. I mean, it seems to me like an overreaction.
I would agree that every police force in every community has people that create these issues, and they need to resolve those. I don't think you take that and say it, the entire police force is the problem.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with you. But before this conversation, I got on the Seattle Times website, and I was hard to find anything written about this whole occupation riot situation. That quite surprised me.
Yeah, they've been very quiet of late.
Why?
For probably, I don't have a good answer for you, probably a good week. There's been very little conversation about the people that were arrested that broke into the stores and looted the stores. We've heard very little from, you know, major retailers like Nordstrom. You know, that's right downtown, and people were going and coming and going out of that store with bags and jewelry, and there's been very little press on what's going to happen to those people, how many people were arrested. It's been absolutely quiet.
That's interesting. I would expect that would sort of irritate citizens and business people and others.
I would agree. I think if you're a business like the Nordstrom family, you would respond, you know, that it's of concern to you. And they have done that, but still they also were certainly harmed by it. And there was a lot of smaller businesses that were harmed as well, you know, like a Nike store or some jewelry stores in that area, quite a bit.
And the police, as I understand, made little or no effort to stop this?
That one's perplexing. And the general feeling was that they had to control the crowds in other areas. So they'd go to other areas, and then these people would come in and break into the stores.
What do you think this is going to do for the political situation going forward? You had mentioned that several people on the city council were anxious to displace the mayor. Is that going to go any deeper than that?
Well, that's a great question. It's I think it's a challenge.
Well, it's a very unique situation, one that I've never seen before. And I could imagine, as a citizen and as a business person, I'd want to throw the old ones out and bring somebody new in who is maybe of a different mindset.
Well, I would agree with you, and I you know, in our past elections, there was certainly a lot of energy put into that, but nothing changed.
You think this would bring some change anyway, if not total change?
You would hope so.
I hear you.
We have a new police chief that's been with us for a year. And I think she initially tried to do the right things. But, you know, this group of people that are doing these protests are against her as well. You know, every year we've had in Seattle, in May, we've had these events, and in the past, we've been able to, the past two mayors were able to, you know, have an event that night and it would be over. There would be some damage, but it never expanded to the extent that this has.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in November in the city of Seattle and the state of Washington, I suppose, not, you know, along with the whole United States, but it would seem like there would be enough people that feel like, you know, as you just described. Now, whether that's going to affect them in a voting booth, I guess we have to remain to, you know, have to wait and see.
Well, yeah, you have some very large employers in this market. You know, Amazon, their corporate headquarters are downtown Seattle. We as a company did that facility for them. They are with the very vocal city council saying that they have to tax Amazon, tax headcounts, things like that. Amazon is building their new tower in Bellevue, which is 9 miles away. But you have Microsoft in this community that's a very large employer. You have the challenges with Boeing. And the not only the COVID, but also the 737 MAX. You know, we're not out from under that yet. So you have the airline challenges in this market. So you would think that your local government would want to end the distractions that are creating further hardships on those companies.
You know,
that
I
employ
remember
a lot of people.
I'm sorry.
That employ a lot of people.
Yeah. I can remember reading news about a lot of people in the Seattle area and in Washington in general that were looking to move to Idaho and other places. Is that something that you read a lot about?
Yes. And Montana, like through the COVID, you know, we put a new store in Missoula, a new store in Bozeman, Montana. Those stores have been very busy through this downturn. Our stores in Idaho have been very busy. So we have some suppliers on the manufacturing side. One of our key suppliers ended up moving to Boise, Idaho. So I think you do see a lot of that, and people moving to the rural areas to get out of the Seattle area.